It's time for Recipe of the Day.
Way back before I had kids, I used to do a lot of different stuffed chicken recipes that involved, you know, putting stuff inside of a chicken breast or chicken thigh and then rolling it all up inside of there and then breading it. And then as I got busier or had, I don't know, more stressful end of days, I didn't like breading things. I'm sure I've told you about this before. I just find that three-step penne process, fingers dirty, trying. I know you use different forks, keep one hand dry, one hand wet. I know all the tips. Doing all that, I just found to be a pain, and I stopped. And when I stopped, though, I didn't necessarily want to stop stuffing things. And so either I would stuff the chicken and then not bread it, or I would sometimes make like a crunchy panko breadcrumb coating that I would just toast and then sprinkle on top of the chicken after it was cooked. So this is one of the recipes that does not involve any kind of breading, although you could do that panko thing I was just talking about, but it does involve a delicious stuffing. It's a cream cheese and spinach stuffing inside of chicken thighs, which are so juicy and delicious. And I think what's great about them is the way that chicken thighs are deboned so that they're sold in the store boneless and skinless is they cut that bone out and then kind of roll it back over where the bone was. And then that space, when you unroll those chicken thighs on the space where that bone was, is just perfect for a little bit of stuffing. And then you just wrap it back around, maybe stick a little toothpick in there, and you've got a nice and juicy little chicken thigh with a great filling, making your really basic, easy chicken thighs just a little bit more special, just in case you need a little weeknight pick-me-up, you know? So you're going to start by preheating the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you're going to line a pan with foil or parchment sprayed with a little bit of oil. This is just to stop things from getting sticky on your pan so that your cleanup is easier, because there's cream cheese in this filling. It is going to leak out a little bit, and you just don't want to make that cleanup harder than it has to be. You know what I mean? Okay, then you're getting out a medium-sized bowl, and you're mixing together 1 cup of chopped up fresh spinach, 1/2 cup of softened cream cheese, 3 tablespoons of panko bread crumbs. I guess I said this wasn't breaded. There's no breading on the outside. The breading is on the inside, though. It's just there to hold the filling together a little bit, absorb any moisture. It's like a binder, you know what I mean? And then you're also adding in 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper. Mix that all up, and then you're going to get your chicken thighs. And what I like to do just to save like mess and time is unwrap the package of chicken thighs, sprinkle salt on that side that's exposed there, and then flip them all over into my baking dish. And now they're the sort of open side up. Unroll them all, season them with a little bit of salt, and then they're ready to be filled, and both sides of them have been seasoned. You see what I mean? Then get that filling mixture that you made, and I like to just go in with a spatula and kind of divide it in 6 right then. That's how many this makes, is 6 chicken thighs. So sort of divide the mixture in 6, just eyeball it like with a spatula, and then I know approximately how much is going to each one, and then scoop that onto each chicken thigh, gets 1/6 of that cream cheese mixture, and then you roll the chicken back up around that mixture and secure it with a toothpick. Then that is baking toothpick side up in the oven for 30 to 35 minutes until the temperature of the chicken is 165 degrees Fahrenheit inside. You can use an instant read thermometer for that or just cut into one. Crucially though, the inside, like the inside of the filling, has to be the 165 degrees Fahrenheit because it has had contact with the raw chicken meat. So just be aware of that. The instant read thermometer is a really good idea for this one. And then that is it. You take them out and serve. They're great with like some rice or a very basic side dish because you get the creaminess from the chicken, which is going to kind of ooze and spread onto other things. And the chicken is special enough that you don't have to do anything fancy with the sides to make the dinner really good, right? Oh, and you could do those panko breadcrumbs like I was talking about. While the chicken's cooking, you get some more panko breadcrumbs, toss them with some olive oil, and put them in a nonstick pan for a little while, just over like low heat, stirring them every now and then until they start to brown. You can put some garlic powder in there too. That's really good. And then as soon as they're starting to brown, you want to transfer them out of the pan onto a plate or into a bowl, because if they stay in the pan, even off the heat, they will keep cooking and they can get kind of bitter, like overcooked. So if you make those panko breadcrumbs, when the chicken comes out of the oven, take the toothpicks out and then sprinkle the breadcrumbs right on top there where the toothpick was. That is going to be a little bit moist because the cream cheese is right there too. And so they're going to stick. And then you just dig in. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes for this podcast. podcast episode, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. Everything there is arranged by date, so it's helpful to know that today is August 12th of 2025. And I have a favor to ask of you. If you make this recipe and love it, or if you love any of the recipes from either of my websites, if you've tried them before and you remember loving them, I would really appreciate it if you would go and leave a 5-star rating and a comment. I love reading the comments and hearing that you're out there enjoying my recipes, and the 5-star ratings help other people find me because they see those stars on Google and they're more likely to click over and more likely to make the recipe, and that gets them more tasty food and it helps grow my business. So I really appreciate that. And thank you to those of you who have been doing the 5-star ratings and comments. I know you're there. I see you. I really appreciate it. I am Christine Pittman from cookthestory.com, thecookful.com, the all new chicken cookbook, and from this podcast, Recipe of the Day. I hope you have a great day. Let's get cooking.